I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. The Departments of Defense and State are working to urge any Americans to leave Ukraine before any Russian troops invade.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says from embassy information to troops set up in Poland, Americans have all the help they need to leave. On Fox News Sunday, he added there's also infrastructure still in place.
The airports are still running. The railroads are still running. The highways are still open. So there's plenty of opportunities for Americans to leave, and they really should take these warnings and these advisories very seriously.
Kirby reemphasizes that if any Americans get caught in any conflict, U.S. troops will not cross into Ukraine for rescues. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
While the world waits to see what will happen with Russia and Ukraine, one Republican warns another potential conflict would happen between Israel and Iran.
The world needs to tell Iran before it's too late what are the red lines regarding their nuclear program. And if we don't give the Iranians red lines, we could have a war on our hands pretty quickly between Israel and Iran.
Senator Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week. Negotiations continue between the U.S. and Iran on potentially re-entering the nuclear deal, that original deal negotiated by the Obama administration, but the Trump administration later withdrew from the agreement. An intense battle for Super Bowl 56 came down to the final 2 minutes.
Veterans Matthew Stafford and Aaron Donald delivered in the clutch to give the Rams a 23-20 win over the Bengals. Stafford connected with Cooper Kupp on the go-ahead touchdown, and then Donald pressured Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow into an incomplete pass to clinch it. LA is the second straight team to win on its home field after the Bucs won in Tampa last season. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A public memorial is scheduled for Monday evening to remember an icon NFL coach.
Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland will allow fans to pay their respects this evening at a celebration of life for John Madden. The Super Bowl winning head coach of the Oakland Raiders turned legendary color commentator passed away in December at the age of 85. Video tributes and musical performances will take place with family members and friends eulogizing the Football Hall of Famer, including current NFL head coaches Andy Reid and Ron Rivera, as well as former Raiders greats Matt Millen and Art Shell. All proceeds from ticket sales will go to the John Madden Foundation, which provides educational opportunities to kids across Oakland. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
It's Valentine's Day, and Americans are expected to spend big.
If spending predictions are correct, Cupid is going to be working overtime today. Americans are expected to shell out almost $24 billion for their Valentines, according to the National Retail Federation, up from almost $22 billion last year. More than half of the almost 8,000 people surveyed by the Federation folks said they plan to drop an average of $175 each on gifts. It breaks down like this, the most being spent on jewelry, then an evening out. They'll drop more than $2 billion on candy and $1 billion on greeting cards. And don't forget the love, which is priceless. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, he was an influential filmmaker who produced comedy classics like Animal House and Ghostbusters. Ivan Reitman has died. His family says the 75-year-old died in his sleep Saturday at his home in California. Other notable films Reitman directed include Twins, Kindergarten Cop, Old School, and many more. The busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing has reopened after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for almost a week. That was while Canadian officials are holding back from a crackdown on a larger protest in the capital of Ottawa. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.